The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Comer Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network. We are in basketball mode. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns. R.J., welcome to Radio Alabama. Welcome to the Comer Sports Network.
Man, first of all, thank y'all for the opportunity to allow me to call some basketball games. Just going to try to give my knowledge and insight on what I see. And what, as you said, it is basketball season, so excited for basketball season.
It is. We've got a big matchup tonight. We are on the road. We don't usually do a first road game, but no better place to come than a team like the Vincent Yellow Jackets, who are going to give you everything. They're tough. They have some really good athletes. So it's going to be, like we talked to some people today, it's going to be a good bar to set on where we are as a team.
Yeah, one thing I always admire about Vincent is, I mean, those guys are very competitive in everything. Whether you look at them in football, basketball, different sports, I mean, I respect their competitiveness. They play hard. They have grit. But this opportunity for Comer to get better, I mean, they know what Vincent can do, but I feel like Comer, a new coach and everything, so new challenges. So I'm looking forward to see what Comer can do as well.
Yeah, new coach, but some same faces back on this year's team. And they'll be leaning on number zero, Cam Gaddis. Cam is he's a tremendous ball handler. He can get to the rim, but he can also shoot. He's silky smooth the way he moves. And then you've got Isaiah Duncan. Isaiah, I told you. That you will need for him to do on the court. We'll see how all these players mesh together. It's game one. So, brother, you know, we got to get game one in the book. So, we're about 6 minutes away from it.
And it's always a lot of you said a lot of good key things. You said a new coach, but the same familiar face. That's always good when you have like a lot of team and camaraderie and different chemistry. Because even though the coach don't know what to expect, these are guys who have played with each other from almost middle school to now varsity ball. So it's always a good thing to see what they can add to the team. And just they have good chemistry. So we're going to look forward to see what they can do tonight for game one. Game one is always where you continue to learn and scheme to get better. So game one is always fun.
Yeah, Coach Thatcher, his first game. We'll see what kind of coach he is. I bet it's going to be kind of the same mold we talked about. As quick as we can get from one end of the court to get the basketball in the goal on the other end of the court.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes in basketball, like you said, it's all about getting the ball in the net, but at the same time, you want to have control, but you also want to have a pace. So we're looking forward to see what Coach Thatcher and his team can do tonight for B.B. Comer.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
In Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience? No problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayette Full Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We are live from Vincent High School, home of the Yellow Jackets. Our Comer Tigers are on the road for game number one. We're about 2.5 minutes away from tip-off. Both teams warming up. The Comer Tigers will be in all black tonight. And it looks like Vincent has white jerseys on underneath those black warm-ups.
Yeah, I'm just glad both teams are not wearing black, because I know for announcers and play-by-play and color guys, it can get confusing. But, I mean, both teams they have some good swag tonight. I mean, it's also a good crowd here tonight, too, as well. So I think it's going to be a good tip-off tonight for both teams.
Yeah, you're right. We saw the boys' JV team, you know, going to overtime against Vincent and ended up losing. The girls lost, but I want to say the girls played 100% better than they did last year. They looked really good, and they can only, like we said, can only get better. And now it's time for our boys to come out and, you know, unfortunately, they don't have a lot of time to practice.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we just finished up football season, and you had basketball tryouts. You kind of knew who was coming back, but then you had tryouts for this team. So not a lot of time to mesh for game number one.
Yeah. One thing I like about saying about the first game of the year is, I mean, this is how you set the tone. You know, you still have things you can work on, still get better and improve, but at the same time, you want to know what you can do to get better at the team, and it all starts tonight. You don't want to take any plays off. You want to be coachable, but you also want to execute all the plays. So it's always pros and cons to the first game. And I was in high school. I was always excited about the first game because, you know, in practice you get tired of going against each other. So tonight you want to go against different teams. So here's the opportunity right here for both teams.
Well, RJ, while we have about a minute, why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about you?
Right. Yeah, I'm RJ Burns. I went to the University of Alabama, got my degree in 2023 in communication, worked for the football team under Coach Saban, was very blessed and very fortunate to get two SEC rings, one in 21 and one in 2023, right before Coach Saban decided to hang it up. So, and I look forward to using my expertise in whatever sport I can to try to bring to the game.
Well, we're thankful that you made the connection and came to the front door of the Radio Alabama studio.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Well, both teams have finished. We'll find out if we do starting lineups or if they just send them out on the court. Comer Tigers will make their way to the bench. And we're just about ready to get this season tipped off. And a beautiful, not a lot of room in the stands here. They are full, but a beautiful court.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. I mean, you look at it, it's kind of like you can tell they're well, they keep the gym up and they do maintenance, and it's pretty cool. So to be here on this court tonight.
Looks like we are going to announce our starting lineup, so we'll get those as they call them.
Tonight's matchup between the BB Copper Tigers and your Vincent VR Jackets.
I'm sure we'll get to go first, being the visitors.
Starting at senior, number 0, Cameron Gaddis.
You can probably hear the PA announcer, but we'll still run it down. That'll be Cam Gaddis.
Senior, number 2, J.P. Morgan.
Christian Robinson.
Senior, number 11, Israel Duncan.
Number 2, Jaden Morgan.
Senior, number 20,
number 11, Israel Duncan. Number 20, Caleb Sherrum. Pretty good starting five.
Yeah, I mean, some length, pretty lengthy in his lineup as well.
Caleb Sherrum was actually a lineman on the football team.
Wow, lineman?
Lineman.
So he should be pretty physical on the basketball court, right?
And I can tell we're in trouble already, partner, because we don't have a number 0 on our...
Yeah, we gotta find out who's 0 is.
So we have number 3, Jakavian Posey. Number 10, Keshdown Dobson. Number 11, Kendarius Chapman. Number 24, Zamir McMillan. Maybe our first break, we can get it from the scores table. Tipping off will be number 11, Kendarius Chapman for the Vincent Yellow Jackets. And for the Comer Tigers will be Cam Gaddis. Tigers will come away with a tip.
Like going to do a little retip right there and jump ball.
I think they're going to give it to Vincent because you can't tip it to yourself.
Oh, man, a tip ball, that's always the most exciting part of the game, the jump ball. Somebody has to win it. I mean.
So Vincent will get it and throw it back court. And here we go. Pass on the right key. That's Posey. They get it in. Missed shot. Rebound. Comer. Pass ahead. Israel Duncan will go up. And Israel put the first 2 points of this 2025 season in.
Yeah, they scored very fair. They got the ball and they got down court and they just wanted to set up. And they made the 2 points right there for Israel Duncan.
Man-to-man pressure for the Tigers. Shot up and missed. I think that shot was partially blocked by Sherrum. And here comes Robertson. That ball will be picked. McMillan coast to coast, and he'll throw a wild shot up, but he'll be fouled.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to see an early foul like that in a quick game, but at the same time, these guys are running the court, so in a game like this, you want to get back, get on defense, get set, move your feet, but you don't want to foul early in the game like what just happened.
And that will be a two-shot foul, and that'll send the 5'11 junior, Zamir McMillan, to the free throw line. 7:07 as we just get going here in the first. 2-0. The Comer Tigers with the lead. McMillan will hit his first of two. So Vincent off to a good start. You see, I talk about them. They missed the free throw, but turn right around, get an easy rebound, and Chapman puts it in for two.
Yeah, I know when I was in high school, my coach used to always use the phrase, put a body on somebody. So in the thing like on free throws and on shots like that, you have to put a body on somebody and box them out as soon as you can.
I don't think I've seen time for change the ball out. It's especially when we have the ball.
Yeah, slow us down a little bit, huh? Don't know exactly what went on right there.
Israel Duncan to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis dribbles back to Duncan, top of the key. Heavy pressure by Vincent, but with that heavy pressure, RJ comes, fouls if you're not careful.
Yeah, you have to. You want to play aggressive, but at the same time, while playing aggressive, you want to be as smart. So you can't. You don't want to foul early in the game, but at the same time, you want to let them know that you're there and you feel the presence.
Robertson will throw it back court to Gaddis. Gaddis. Smooth dribbling. Nice pass to Duncan. Duncan will miss the point-blank shot, get his own rebound, put it up. No good, but he'll go to the free throw line.
One thing about Gaddis, that was a nice pass down to Duncan, but in a case like that, man, on the first try, you want to finish that layup right there.
A foul was on zero. That'll put Duncan to the free throw line, where he'll hit the first shot early on. Duncan with all 3 points. I jinxed it again because he missed the free throw. I was thinking to say four. And we're going to get what I call my partner, a ticky-tacky foul.
A ticky-tacky foul.
Yep. On number two, Jade Morgan. That's going to be a steal by Roberson, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Nice hustle by McMillan for the Vincent Yellow Jackets, but it'll go out of bounds. Comer basketball, they'll get it in from the baseline. Cam Gaddis, left wing, back up top to Morgan. Shurum inside with the spin. He'll put it up. Miss it, fight for the rebound. Duncan will come out with it. 3-point shot by Morgan. Long rebound. And here come the Yellow Jackets. That's number zero for the Yellow Jackets. He'll put it in for two. No look pass to Morgan in the lane. He'll kick it out to Duncan. Now Gaddis. Now Duncan. Oh, Duncan's shot blocked. That was Chapman blocking it for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Chapman, he saw that right there. He contested it. He went up and he did exactly what a coach wants to do. Just jump straight up so you won't go until him get a foul. That's exactly what Chapman did. Good defensive play right there.
Looks like Israel Duncan had to run off the court.
Hope he's okay. You don't want to see that in a player like Duncan.
Yeah, it looked like he was holding his mouth. Coach Fawcett coming out of the stands, going to check on him. That's a huge. You can tell already early. I talked about that kid. He's a very important part of this team, and he needs to be on the court. Hopefully, everything is okay. Coming in will be Ronaldo Riggins. You talk about a tenacious defender and a good 3-point shooter. Vincent will work it in. A wild shot by Johnson, missed, rebounded by Vincent. Loose ball picked up by Cam Gaddis. Gaddis. Wow, that was a...
What?
I didn't understand that.
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed about Vincent on the offensive side of the ball, they're recognizing the defense. They're like Comer's in the 2-3 zone, so they're just trying to attack, and they're doing a lot of dribble handoffs trying to penetrate the basket.
Yeah. I think they gave him – that was an and one. They gave him the – Comer with a steal backcourt. The ball will go out of bounds to Comer Tigers. That'll be Robertson throwing it in. He'll get it to the top of the key. Gaddis.
Whoa.
Boy, Gaddis is, you talk about somebody in his back pocket.
Giannis is very aggressive right there. I mean, you don't want to hold his jersey, but you want to make your presence be known. But at the same time, you don't want to give up fouls like that.
But they know they have to stay close to him. Three-point shot by Morgan. The rebound will come down to Vincent. But we almost got really up and close personal with Christian Robinson right there.
Yeah, that was a good hustle by Christian Robinson. He's lucky he wanted to get the steal right there. Way to execute it, but at the same time, still like that. You want to keep it in the bounds, but, hey, I'll take the hustle any day.
Roberts to throw it in. Near pick by Riggins. That's going to be Mims going in, missing it. Robinson comes away with a rebound. Long pass down court to Ronaldo Riggins will be touched out of bounds by Vincent. Here come the Comer Tigers. Gaddis to Swain, three-pointer missed. Fight for the rebound. And I believe they're going to get Sherum.
Now, I do like how both teams are playing. They're playing very aggressive now. That's what you want to see in a varsity game like this.
4:11 to go in the first. 6-5, Comer with the lead. And a near steal in the backcourt. We're going to call a foul on Ronaldo Riggins.
Both teams are just, I mean, you can tell what they want to do, but they just have to settle down a little bit. Still the first quarter, you don't have crazy too many fouls right here in the first quarter. So both teams, very physical, just do what you can do.
You're right, it's a long game. Inbound pass, that's going to be Ronaldo Riggins going to pick up back-to-back fouls, but that was kind of tough. I thought the Vincent player was kind of going in out of control, and he was trying to back up out of the way, and I think he's wanting an explanation, too.
Yeah, like the referee is trying to give an explanation and tell, let him know that it was a foul, but he, you know, all players had a thing where they're like, man, I didn't foul him. So sometimes ref had to try to give him an explanation on what is going on.
Mims at the free throw line will miss his first one, and he'll miss both of them. Rebound by Swain. Long pass in the corner. Riggins for three, and that one is off the mark. Ball on the court. And Swain will knock it out. They're still fighting for it on the court. Vincent will come away with it. Here comes McMillan. He'll get it left wing. That's Johnson. He'll miss the shot. And then come back, get his own rebound, miss it again. And I think we had our own players fighting over the basketball.
Yeah, Justin was very aggressive right there. I mean, a thing like that, you got to box out. You have to box the shooter out because you don't want him to be in a situation where he's just coming in and getting his own rebounds. As again, you have to put a body on a guy and box him out.
They're going to get Cam Gaddis for traveling. We got timeout, 3:29 to go in the first, 6-5. Comer with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
3:29 to go in the first, 6-5. Comer with the lead over the Vincent Yellow Jackets. Vincent will throw it in from their own baseline. They get it in to McMillan. He's guarded by Riggins. They'll work it in the corner. Three-point shot. Johnson. Rebound, Sherum. Oh, I don't know how Roberson got that shot off, but rebound by Vincent. Wow, I thought Cam Gaddis almost picked one right there. See, Cam.
It's like the coach right here won a 5-second call.
be first foul for Cam Gaddis, but being really aggressive on defense.
Yeah, both teams are being very aggressive. That kind of tells you what kind of team both these teams are going to be.
That'll put Calvin Johnson to the free throw line. He will hit the first one. I think our score changed. It was 6-5, and then they moved it 5-5. Now it's the free throw, 6-5. We may have to, you know, hey, when you go on the road, you got to watch everything. They missed the second free throw. There comes Gaddis. Gaddis looking to get going. And that's what he does best. Kind of gets up in the air. He can just floats around. He'll pick up the foul. Foul going to be on Graham Harry.
Gaddis is doing a good job. As soon as he's recognizing two kind of defense there. So as soon as they get the ball, he's trying to just penetrate and get to the basket and draw a foul. And it's working all night. I mean, he's been doing it. So only thing about it, you want to finish when you get to the rim. But I guess if you can get a foul, that's a good thing as well.
But when you get fouled, the biggest thing in basketball, when you get to that free throw line, you got to hit your free throws.
Yes, you have to hit them. That's why they're free. But it's a lot of pressure, but you have to make sure you knock those down.
Cam missed his first one, and he missed his second one. Rebound Vincent. Boy, that was just way too easy. That was zero for the Yellow Jackets again.
Yeah, that was a good take right there. Got down here, got to the basket, and he was able to get to the basket and make 2 points right there.
Kind of a half-court trapping defense, but a three-point shot. By Robertson. This game's knotted up at 8. Vincent with a rebound, a three-point shot, missed. And Shurum's going to come down with a rebound. And that's what you got to do. That's the big boys like that. He used his body. He boxed out. So the only way the defender could get the basketball was to go over the back. So
yeah, and I know when I was playing high school basketball, I love to box out, man. I was a big joker. So them guys, if I'm smaller than them, they tall, they're going to get over my back because I'm going to put a body on them and box them out. So I love to see big guys do that in basketball.
And that's going to put Caleb Shurum to the free throw line. .211 to go in the first. We're tied at 8. And after that missed free throw, we're still tied at 8. Shurum will miss the second one. Tigers having a tough time at the charity stripe. Shot goes up, missed. Rebound, Shurum. Here comes Cam Gaddis. Oh, and he's going to be fouled. You can count that one. As he'll hit the layup and go to the free throw line.
Now, you talked about this young man, Cam Gaddis. I mean, this young man's playing electric. I mean, he's going downhill. He's physical. I mean, one thing about him is, you know, most guards, they're not really tough to go in the lane. But one thing about him, he's going to go in and get that foul or draw that and one.
And you'll see he's got a God-given gift.
Yes.
He has the ability to float in the air. He's up in the air a lot, so he can do a lot of things when he's up there. Swap hands, long pass ahead, is going to be stolen. On another collision, Isaiah Duncan comes right in the game. And good to see him back. He had to go out with an injury a minute ago, but what a way to come back. A good midcourt collision. And that's going to put Duncan to the free throw line. Where Duncan will hit the first of two. He's 2 of 3 from the line. And he'll knock down 5 points for Duncan. Boy, scrap for the ball. Ronaldo Riggs will come away with it. Gaddis
on the other end.
There goes Gaddis again. I mean.
Open off the glass for two.
Gaddis is feeling himself right there. I mean. Yeah, the God-given ability, talent is definitely there. I mean, he's there on offense. He's there on defense. When you talk about a presence being known, he's definitely making his presence being known tonight on the offense and defense side of the board.
He's going to have to come out of the game with two fouls.
Way to be smart right there. Good move by Coach to bring him out the game, especially still in the first quarter.
And that'll put zero to the free throw line. Looks like Isaiah Hall will come into the game. So we got Hall, Swain, Robertson, Duncan. The ball will go out of bounds. Here come the Comer Tigers. We'll see how they do with Gaddis off the court. Duncan. Trying to dribble between two defenders. It's going to be picked. Boy, nobody could really do anything. They're going to call jump ball. And the arrow will go to the Comer Tigers.
I know both teams want to score a fast offensive, but at some point in the game, you have to get some rhythm. You know, try to run some of your plays. Try to run some of your sets. It's all good and dandy trying to get down the court, but at the same time, make sure you know what you're doing and being aware of everything that's going around the court.
Robertson. To Duncan. It's Hall in the corner. Get it back to Duncan, left wing. Robertson. Hall. Duncan. That's Morgan with the basketball. Good ball movement. 3-point shot by Swain missed. Rebounded by Vincent. 28 seconds to go in the first. 14-8. Comer with the lead. 3-point shot by Vincent off the front of the rim. Here come the Tigers. Robertson will miss it. The ball will go out of bounds to Vincent with 14 seconds to go.
Now, one thing I noticed about Comer, they did a good job in their last drive of just passing the ball, giving some pump fakes, giving some head fakes. I mean, they want to know what they want to score.
Vincent, probably hold it for the last shot. That's Posey with the basketball. He'll miss it. He'll go out of bounds. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. 14-8, the Comer Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Comer Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Committed to Comer. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns, we get through the first period.
Yeah, end of the first quarter, but we've seen a lot of key things in this game. Well, number one, we know both teams can score. But at the same time, we always know that it fills with all the fouls in the first quarter. So both teams have some pretty good things going on right now so far.
14-8, Comer with the lead. Vincent with the basketball. They'll work it off. A pick. And up ahead, a nice shot by Robinson for two.
That was a good smooth pick right there. I mean, he read it. Once he saw he was going to spin the move, he picked him right there and got a quick, easy points for a layup.
Looks like the Tigers have gone back to a man defense. And that could be trouble for Vincent. A lot of speed on the court for the Comer Tigers. A near pick, three-point shot off the mark. Rebound, Vincent. Wow, I thought that was a walk. What an up and under by Daniel Mims for two.
Yeah, and I mean, Vincent, they recognized that Vincent was in the man-to-man coverage, but the thing about man-to-man for Comer is you have to know who you got. You also have to know your responsibility.
Well, it's going to be a foul. Foul's going to be on Jaden Roberts. And Swain took a pretty good shot. Duncan off the inbound and couldn't keep his pivot foot on the ground. And get called for walking. That'll be a turnover. And the Yellow Jackets will throw it in. Across midcourt, get it in the lane. Oh boy, that's Alex Ware. He'd go up, put it in.
Yeah, Vincent did a good job right there breaking the press. I mean, they recognized the press, they saw the press, but at the same time, they wasn't scared to break the press, so they were able to do that, and it resulted in an and one from Alex Ware.
And a nice inlet pass, because that came from half court, and he'll miss it. Swain with the rebound. Up ahead. Robertson will miss the three-point shot. Rebounded by Jaden Roberts of Vincent. We'll hand it off to Daniel Mims, guarded by Isaiah Duncan. And Smith guarded by Robertson. Ball will go off the hands of number four. That's Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, Vincent is doing a lot of ball screens. They're doing a lot of down screens. But at the same time, their guards are recognizing it. But for Comer, you have to know how to get off those screens and fight through those screens in order to stop them from scoring.
Duncan. Gaddis in the lane. He'll float, miss it. Morgan goes up for the rebound. It'll go off his hands.
Like Gaddis with him out of control right there. We know he's athletic, but at the same time, you want to have the ball and be very controllable while you're trying to score.
Ball nearly got thrown out of bounds. And another foul on defense. That's Duncan guarding a little too much on the perimeter.
Yeah, normally in a basketball game, it's one team that's really doing all the fouling. But in tonight's game, it's like both teams are really physical and want to foul a lot.
Oh, wow, they're going to get Duncan. Again, he's going to have to come out of the game. That's three on Duncan. So Vincent will throw it in from the baseline. To get it in the lane, that's going to be picked by Morgan. Morgan passes it to the Phantom basketball player over there.
Yeah, it looked like it was some confusion right there. It looked like he wanted to almost throw it to the outside and go, but at the same time, just had to throw it away in that moment because you don't want to make a travel up or down. So you got to be mindful and careful who you're going to throw the ball to in a drive like that.
16-12, Comer with the lead. Nice hustle by Ronaldo Riggins. Wow, what a play by Ronaldo. And partner, I really appreciate an official that really, you can hear
him. Yeah, his voice, he has to make sure, he has to let somebody know who was off of and who ball it was. He's very energetic right there.
3-point shot by Vincent. It's a 1-point game, 16-15, Comer with the lead. Morgan. To Roberson, back to Morgan, free throw line. He'll put it up in and out. That ball will be tapped out by Vincent. Homer ball underneath the goal.
Looked like he attempted to make a shot right there from the low post right there.
Isaiah Hall will check in. When Darius Swain will come to the bench. Cam Gaddis, step back three. And usually you get the air ball from the crowd. Right
yeah.
There. I think I heard one person behind us say it.
Their fans are very nice at a moment like that.
They are. Comer going back to the zone defense. Nice defense by Cam Gaddis. He steps in the passing lane. And the ball will go off the hands of number 10, Dobson. Comer basketball. Roberson, Isaiah Hall in the corner, back to Roberson left wing. He'll dribble behind his back between his legs. Get it back to Isaiah Hall. Hall. Well.
He got a kick ball right there.
I guess so. Roberson will throw it in. He'll throw it backcourt. Cam Gaddis. Back to Roberson. Now Cam Gaddis. Gaddis, he'll split defenders. Nice job by Morgan fighting for the basketball. Three-point shot. Roberson.
A deep three right there by Roberson.
19-15. And on the other end of the court, what's impressive, all five Comer defenders were all back, and it forced a bad pass.
Yeah, one thing I like about, and the younger man that shot the ball, one thing I like about seeing a good shooter is whenever he gets released, you can tell if the ball going to go in or not.
Morgan in the lane. They'll get it. Roberson. Cam Gaddis. And Gaddis off the mark. Gaddis didn't have a lot of time to practice either. He spent most of the second half of the football season in a boot. So, he, you know, this is still condition and everything for him. As he goes in the lane, he'll get it to Ronaldo Riggins. And Riggins' shot goes in and out. And Vincent will come away with it. Vincent, three-point shot off the front of the rim. And the rebound will go to Morgan. Wow, another three-pointer, Roberson.
It was nice right there. He recognized Roberson was open. He dished the ball to him. And he set it up for a three. That's what you want to see in the offense like this. You know what they're capable of doing. They just have to execute on both ends.
22-15, air ball on the three-pointer. But there's Chapman to pick up the trash.
But you can't make an air ball. You have to box out the guy and put a body on him. I mean, you make an air ball, they can't capitalize on things like this. So you want to put a body on him and box him out as soon as you can.
And the ball will go out of bounds on the other end to Vincent. Here they come. Looks like they want to try to set up an offensive pick by Roberson. They'll get it to Morgan. Morgan will take it in the lane. Well, he'll miss it. Oh, Cam Gaddis almost.
Cam thought he had a putback dunk right there, didn't he? He got up off the ground, though. I hate a ball right there because he was going to slam that ball into the goal.
2:45 to go in the second. 22-17. Comer with the lead. Vincent with the basketball. They go baseline, but they'll step on the baseline. It looks like we're going to have a wholesale change for the Vincent Yellow Jackets. Five off, five on.
Yeah, another thing about Coach Ford, it looks like he's subbing five at a time. You see most coaches do that, but it's very seldom you see that. So maybe he knows his team. Maybe he knows they're very tired. So he's going to continue to sub five at a time.
For the Comer Tigers, not really deep on the bench. Wow, long three-pointer by Roberson off the mark. You see how he released that ball? It kind of had a side spin to it.
It did.
Three-point shot off the mark. Pass ahead. Isaiah Hall will get the rebound in the corner. Gaddis.
Looked like he tried to go for a lob right there.
And that ball was slopped out of bounds.
I think if that was well executed, you would have seen a dunk come right there, because he definitely came on the backside and was elevating up in the air.
And there's nothing like a dunk in high school basketball.
It's not. You want to see a crowd go wild? Come to a high school basketball because somebody dunk. The crowd's going to go nuts.
Isaiah Hall that time with happy feet. He went to shoot the ball. Defender a little too close. He didn't get the shot off and came back down with it. And the Vincent Yellow Jackets will throw it in from the side. That's Roberts. Guarded by Gaddis. Mims brings it up. Guarded by Riggins. Turnaround shot. He'll miss it. And Robertson. That ball's going to be knocked out. Now Riggins will get it to Hall. In the corner, Riggins for three. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by Vincent. Hectic pace here in this first half.
There.
1:33 to go in the second. And traveling going to be called on Daniel Mims of Vincent. Comer basketball. 30-second timeout called by the Comer Tigers. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. 1:31 to go in the second. 22-17, the Tigers with a five-point lead. RJ, what do these Comer Tigers need to do to go into the half with a comfortable lead?
I think, number one, you can do a few things, but at the same time right here, you want to establish your offense. I mean, you want to score some points. You want to be careful on defense, but at the same time, when you score, you don't want to have back and forth, but you want to just get some good defensive stops right here. We know both teams are capable of, so you want to have some stops and good offensive drives.
Gaddis, three-point shot off the mark. Isaiah Hall with the rebound, gets it back to Gaddis. Gaddis to Riggins. Robertson, nice pass inside to Morgan. Now back out to Robertson. That ball goes off the glass. Rebound, Cam Gaddis inside.
Ready to be physical right there. He saw the ball.
McMillan will bring it up against Riggins. Riggins will pick his pocket. Up ahead, Cam Gaddis. Wow, nice ball control, body movement by Cam Gaddis to put it in for two.
Fans don't like what they see, but it looked like he probably made it, got it from the back right there. They had to be careful.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo got run over, but they're going to call a foul on him. That's three on Riggins, and he'll stay out on the court with 40 seconds to go in the half.
God.
That's a tough call right here.
Yeah. He got him on a hold, but it looked like they were both holding the basketball going down. So kind of tough call right there to see what kind of call he's going to make.
That's on Isaiah Hall. And that'll put zero to the free throw line again.
Looked like Coach Satcher wanted a little explanation as well what's going on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's not happy with that call.
And you got a point.
If anything, you thought it would be a jump ball. They both going down with the ball together. You know, you didn't, it looked like it was a hole right there.
Free throw miss. Rebound by Vincent. And that's going to be Chapman who puts it up and in. Robertson to Gaddis. Back to Robertson. Two-man game up top. Gaddis. Robertson. Right corner. Isaiah Hall, three-pointer. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Vincent. 8 seconds to go. Hall guarding the point. And that's going to be a travel. Clock stops, 1.8 to go.
I thought that was a good call by the official right there. He recognized it. He saw it.
Ken Gaddis wants this long shot right here. It is up and off the backboard. But the Comer Tigers, after one half of basketball to get this 2025 season going, 26-19, they lead the Vincent Yellow Jackets. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. RJ, we've got our first half of basketball under our belts.
Yes, I mean, the first half is officially in the books. I mean, we've seen some great things from both teams, so I want to know if they can continue to improve here in the second half right here. So it's been some great basketball going so far.
Well, we've seen really good athletes from on both sides of the ball. We've seen Comer, I want to say, a little more structured than Vincent. Vincent looked been a little... Not, I call it kind of yard ball a little bit on offense. They're just looking for that quick shot and really not setting up their offense. But the Comer Tigers, Robertson and Gaddis doing a good job up top, working it back and forth, feeding down low and driving and kicking out. And the guys down low have been doing a good job. We haven't gotten all the rebounds, but we forced the ball, so
yeah.
we've been able to scrap, get the ball back, and up 26-19.
And a good thing I've been liking about both teams, I mean, both teams, their coaches kind of let them play a little bit, but at the same time, like you said, Comer was very structured. I like how they, number one, they recognize the defense coming down on offense, but they also doing a good job of boxing out. And one thing about both of these teams, they're very fast, they're very physical, but at the same time, Comer, they kind of slowed things down here going to that second quarter here, and that was a good thing for them to do. Hopefully they can come out and have momentum here in the third quarter.
And they, I think they had to, because I haven't done the best job keeping up with fouls, but I know Israel Duncan has three. Ronaldo Riggins has three. Morgan has two, and Cam Gattis has two.
Yeah, we noticed that coming out both in the game. You know, both teams, they're, I'm not going to say fouling a lot, but they were very aggressive with the fouls, you know. Sometimes you want to slow that foul count down, but at the same time, you want them to know that your presence is there. But at the same time, I like to continue to see both teams play aggressive, but kind of slow down right there on the fouls here.
I think Robertson and Gattis are tied with 11 points each in the first half. What do the Comer Tigers need to do? Because Vincent's missed several easy shots, or this could be a little bit closer basketball game. What do they have to do to sustain this lead? And you really want to grow it, because you've got the athletes, Comer does this year, to be able to do that. I see it already just in a half of basketball. This is going to be a fun team to watch, a fun team that can put a lot of points up.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a good job. But one thing I would like to see Comer do is, you know, foul a lot, but kind of slow down the fouls, you know. But one thing, Comer, they have some good big men. But the number one thing I want to see them do is box out more. You know, Vincent, they're very aggressive. They're long. Make those guys get over your back. Once you box them out, you put a body on them. Those guys have to get over your back, and the referee is going to call it every time. So I definitely want to see Comer box out a lot more this half.
Yeah, they got to, because one of the groups we talked about, Vincent was subbing five at a time. One group's a lot taller than the other group that comes in. They've got three really big kids in that one group. So, yeah, you got to get your body. And Israel Duncan is usually one of those that's down there. And Israel's not the biggest kid in the court. But I tell you what, Israel Duncan will out-rebound just about anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen that in the first half. I mean, he's very physical. One thing about I like about Israel Duncan, he's going to go up and get the ball. You know, he's going to attack it mid-air. He's not going to wait till it comes to him, but he's going to go get it and attack it. So that's one thing I've been seeing about Israel Duncan. He's doing a good job of doing that. So hopefully he can continue to do that here coming in the third quarter for the BB Comer Tigers.
A lot of three-pointer shot for the Comer Tigers. Robertson hit three of them. Cam Gattis has been he hasn't hit one. He's been a little off. But you can tell a lot of them are going to fall this year, and there are going to be a lot of points put up on the board for the Comer Tigers.
Yeah, if Comer Tigers keep playing like they're playing and just play fast, free, and fearless, they can be a dangerous team, especially in this area around here. So first game, first half of the book, so they have a lot to work on, but I can see them going far if they just continue doing the little things right. That's all that matters, little things.
Hi, Coach. How you doing, man? Well, the Comer Tigers are out of the locker room. Looks like Vincent is not yet. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll get ready for the third period right here. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, and it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so many people avoid surgery and get results through targeted therapy and personal care. Every case is different, and we'll take the time to do it right. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
Bye.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Comer Sports Network and B.B. Comer High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2, Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg, home of the B.B. Comer Tigers on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We are officially past the buzzer to start the third period, 26-19, the Comer Tigers with the lead. And I believe it will be the Comer basketball to start the second half.
Yeah, remember to begin the game, they had that weird jump right there. So
Cam Gaddis tapped it to himself.
Yeah.
And he's got the basketball. And you know Cam's looking to score. He'll get it to Israel Duncan. Duncan, and that ball will be blocked by Chapman. And then a backcourt steal by Duncan. And he'll go off his knee. Which can't fault him, man. That kid is he is pure hustle.
Yeah, Kendarius Chapman's all over the court.
Duncan with man-to-man pressure. That's Posey for Vincent. Right inside the free throw line. The pointer, the floater goes in and
nice smooth floater right there. Just soft touch, put it up there.
Really soft touch. Kind of hit the front of the rim and rolled in. Robertson with three off the front of the rim. Gaddis with a rebound. Three-pointer Morgan. And they're going to. The ball went off the top of the backboard. Vincent basketball.
Yeah, those are what you call second chance opportunities. They had a few of those right there, but no second chance opportunities. You want to capitalize, whether it's a three-pointer or a layup. As long as you're scoring, that's what you want to capitalize on.
And like you were saying, not a lot of boxing out. Some athletic jumping, but not a lot of boxing out to get the basketball. Ball goes in the corner. Now left wing, that's Posey. He's guarded by Morgan. Ball goes inside, and Morgan's going to reach in and pick up a foul. I believe that's going to be three on Morgan.
See the big men trying to get physical down there.
They were.
Have a battle between, you know, Israel Duncan and Kendarius Chapman.
Yeah, Morgan's going to come out with three fouls, and coming in for him will be Quindarius Swain. Inbound pass. Nice defense down low. Sherman comes away with the rebound. Gaddis. That pass went off the foot of Sherman, but Duncan for the steal. And Duncan almost walked, but gets away from it. A floater of a pass is going to be picked off by Vincent. And they got a two-on-one, and they're going to miss. They'll miss it, and a scrap for the ball on the ground. And the arrow will go to Vincent.
It was 2-on-1 right there. Those are points you don't want to leave off the board. Once it's 2-on-1, you have to be smart and know where to go.
26-21, Comer with the lead. It's going to be a technical foul because he dunking. Slapped the ball out of the. They're trying to get the ball inbounds. Vincent was, and Israel Duncan trying to plead his case. Touched the ball, but that will be a technical foul and send Posey to the free throw line where he will hit the first of two. What's tough about that? He gets both free throws and they get the basketball.
Yeah, think about Tim. You have to be very smart. I mean, he probably know what it was, but at the same time, just back up. Don't put your hand on the ball because the referee's going to call that every time. So what you call mental mistakes and mental errors right there.
But I would much rather coach a player to back off than tell a player to be aggressive.
Yeah.
There's a fine line, but it's a lot easier to back them off.
You see most players just doing jumping jacks on those inbound plays, so I would do that each and every day.
Cam Gaddis with a steal, and he missed the layup. He was in between a dunk and a layup, and he missed it. And a quick pass down court, and an easy two-pointer.
Again, that was a free opportunity points right there. I mean, got to take advantage of those.
And this is a one-point ball game, and a steal by Dobson. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout by Vincent. 5:33 to go in the third. 26-25. Comer Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5.
Hi. I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.531 to go in the third, 26-25. Vincent with the lead over. Comer with the lead over the Vincent Tigers. Vincent with the basketball, and that's what we need, a turnover. Robertson will throw it in front of the Vincent bench. Get it to Cam Gaddis. Back to Robertson. That's Swain for three. That one's off the front of the rim. Fight for rebound. We pulled away by Vincent. That's Chapman. Tall, lanky kid. Three-point shot by Vincent off the front of the rim. Robertson with the rebound. Loses dribble. Get it to Gaddis. Gaddis in the corner. Riggins, right wing. Robertson, and he went up and under for two.
Nice move right there. Got downhill. Hit and turned it towards the basket. He was able to get 2 points right there.
Dobson with the basketball. Is it the free throw line? Oh, I thought Gaddis had a pick. They'll get it inside. Good defense by Shurum. But Chapman. They'll get the rebound, but it'll go off his hands and go out of bounds as Vincent will do their. And what a luxury you can do that. The Comer Tigers don't have that luxury of being able to swap five in and five out. Gaddis to Robertson. Nice no-look pass. Swain will miss the three-pointer. Sherman fights for the rebound down low, and it will go off the hands of Roberts of Vincent. Comer basketball under the goal. Riggins will get it to Gaddis. Now to Riggins, and he's going to lose the basketball out of bounds in front of the Comer bench.
Comer's going to have to slow down. I mean, they're going to get into their offense, run something simple. I mean, we said it in halftime, you know, both teams can score, but at the same time, slow down and do what you can do.
28-25, Comer leads. 4 minutes to go in the third. Ronaldo Riggins. Well, I know one thing. When these Vincent Yellow Jackets go to bed tonight, they're going to think there's a Comer Tiger right next to them.
Yeah, because they're playing very physical. one thing I noticed about Vincent is they're trying to run like a little motion offensive set. So they're doing a lot of dribble handoff, a lot of passing ball before they get to the basket. They're trying to run their offensive set.
Tigers will bring it up. Go half court. token press. Ronaldo Riggins. The ball will go off the front of the rim, rebounded by Ware of Vincent. McMillan will drive in. Missed the shot. Here come the Comer Tigers. Robertson. Gaddis. Cross court. Riggins. In the corner for Swain. And what's the saying? Try, and try again.
Yeah, that was,
down.
That was a well-executed play. They passed the ball like two or three times. Once he found the open shot, took advantage of it. That's what I want to see more in Comer.
And another turnover by Vincent. 2:50 to go in the third. 31-25. Comer with the lead. Gaddis will get it in to Robertson. Now back to Gaddis. Gaddis, free throw line. Sherem back out. Robertson for three. Back-to-back three-pointers for the Tigers. That little in-out game they had. And Ronaldo Riggins with a pick in the backcourt will put it in for two.
Is it on both guys?
So it's a double technical foul.
Coach is pretty fired up right now for the take.
Yeah, because your player Ronaldo Riggins made a tremendous pick.
Great play
in the backcourt, and I couldn't tell. I don't know if it was talking or what, but something was done or said both ways to get text. Yeah, double text. And now Comer full court press, full court man press. Vincent doesn't have any trouble breaking it, and that was really too easy. Coast to coast layup. Morgan getting ready to check in. Sherem, free throw line. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Chapman. Here comes Vincent. The floater missed. Rebound Swain. Swain will hand it off to Riggins. Riggins to Robertson. To Gaddis. That's going to be a foul. I wonder if they were going to call one over there. That's going to be on Chapman with a push. And Morgan will check back in. And Sherem will come out of the game. Roberson will throw it backcourt. Gaddis in the corner. Riggins. And a pick by Vincent. And they're going to miss the layup. We're going to get a foul. Wow, Morgan comes right into the game with three fouls. And he's going to pick up his fourth.
Yeah, Dobson, I mean, he anticipated that pass. He anticipated that steal right there. He saw it. He wanted to go straight attack mode.
1:28 to go in the third. 36-27. Comer with the lead. And that's Dobson. He'll miss the first of two. Wow, Morgan didn't even get warmed up, did he? He's back on the bench. Isaiah Hall will come into the game. He'll hit the second free throw. Here come the Comer Tigers and Gaddis. Robertson with the basketball. Corner, Isaiah Hall. That's going to go off of the foot of Chapman. And Hall will throw it in. And he'll get it back court to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis Crossover, three-pointer. Riggins, he'll miss it. I thought Isaiah Hall was going to come in and grab that rebound, but it goes off his hands.
Looked pretty close right there.
Wow, nice hustle. Riggins from behind, he'll knock it out of the hands of Chapman. It'll be Vincent basketball underneath the goal.
If I was a coach, I love Ronaldo Riggins on my team. He hustles, man. He's going to play defense. He's going to hustle every time he gets a chance.
He will be up top guarding Posey. Roberson will come in with a left hand, miss it, but Swain.
Good finish by Quindarius Swain right there.
Pass inside and Swain. Oh, I thought he got the ball.
Yeah, it's pretty close right there. Might have got it with the body. Most referees say like to get it with the body, so that's why most coach teachers just jump straight up.
Yeah, and see, we as fans and lovers of all the action,
yes,
we heard that slap of the ball.
Yes, we did.
We weren't looking down low, man.
No. We're looking all up top.
Yeah, we were seeing how bad he was going to pack his lunch.
Yeah.
And Harry will miss the first free throw. 10-point lead, 38-28. Comer for the lead. And he'll miss both free throws. Get his own rebound.
Wow, that's hard to go back to boxing out, putting the body on somebody. He's not supposed to shoot his free throw and get his own rebound right there, but he did exactly that.
24 seconds to go in the third. Gaddis, right wing, will dribble up top. Get it to Roberson. He took his eyes off the basketball, and it'll go out of bounds.
A mental mistake right there.
Seconds to go in the third. 8-point lead, 38-30, Vincent basketball. Isaiah Hall guarding the ball. Wow, and Roberson will knock it out of bounds with 4 seconds to go.
That's a good defense right there.
Really good defense. Vincent throws it in from the baseline. They'll get it up top. It's going to be Posey for the three-point shot, and it is off the mark. So we get through three periods, 38-30. The Comer Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
It's the Comer Sports Network. We are through three periods here from Vincent High School, 38-30. The Comer Tigers with the lead, Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns. R.J., man, again, I just want to say, man, I'm so thankful that I have the honor of having you next to me. Man, you're doing a great job.
Oh, man, I'm trying to do a little something, man. You're doing a great job of setting me up to analyze what I'm seeing and breaking down.
Comer will start the fourth with the basketball. Cam Gaddis will get it to Roberson. He's double-teamed, and a wild pass will be picked off. And a shot missed down court and a foul in the backcourt by Chapman. Kind of a little sloppy back and forth right there.
In a play like that, I mean, don't shy away from the contact. Just go straight up and get the contact or either get the foul.
Gaddis with the basketball. He'll drive in, up and off the glass. Count it, and he'll go to the free throw line. That's what Cam Gaddis can do for the Comer Tigers.
Yeah, he was in attack mode right there. He seen what it was, and he just basically attacked the rim. That's what a good guard does.
Hey, hits a free throw. Make this a 10-point lead, 40-30. Comer. Three-point shot, long rebound, comes off. There's Cam Gaddis. He's going to go between two defenders. Put it in, and he'll go to the free throw line for another and one.
You want to talk about somebody being unstoppable, man? He's attacking that rim. He's letting you know, every time I get this ball, I'm going to attack this rim, and he's doing a good job with that on an and one at that.
Well, you see there's a little more confidence in this game.
Yeah.
Like I said, he was in a boot most of the football season. That ankle. But Cam Gaddis is
right now he's in attack mode.
Yeah, he's getting warm. And he'll hit the free throw, make this a 14-point Comer lead, 44-30, 7:10 to go in the fourth. Vincent will try to work it in. Good job by their big man that time, McMillan.
Good post move right there. Took him to the inside.
He'll put it in. Roberson. Riggins in the corner. Now they'll work it back up top to Gaddis. Roberson will hit another three-pointer. That is his fourth three of the night.
And that's what we talked about with Comer, finding your offensive rhythm. And these plays back there, they have been in the rhythm.
Ball in the court, picked up, pass. Down low, Chapman will put it in, and Vincent wants a full timeout with 6:30 to go in the fourth, 47-34, Comer with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Feeling like life insurance costs keep climbing? Hi, I'm Sheila Curtis at Sheila Curtis State Farm. We've got your back. We offer discounts that help you save on auto insurance without sacrificing the service you deserve. And when it comes to life insurance, we can help you find a plan that fits your family's needs and your budget. Give Sheila Curtis State Farm a call today and let us take care of you.
256-249-8188. SheilaCurtis.com.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
6:30 to go in the fourth, 47-34. The Comer Tigers with the lead over the Vincent Yellow Jackets. And here come the Tigers with the basketball. That's Cam Gaddis. Wow. That sounded like a karate chop right there.
Yeah, Cam looked like he went a little out of control right there. You want to see him kind of stay in attack mode, but at the same time, know where you're going to go with the ball. You know what I mean? Looks like he's holding his lip.
I think he was counting his teeth.
Yeah.
Vincent. Try to work it in the lane and another. That was a tough pass to try to pick up right there. That was low. It would be another turnover for Vincent. Which I credit a lot of the turnovers to just this relentless pressure from the Comer Tigers. Gaddis. Free throw line. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Vincent. They'll get it in the lane. And a turnover again. Isaiah Hall. Left alone for a three-pointer, and Isaiah Hall will hit a three.
They're moving the ball very well in transition. You know, he got the rebound. He noticed his shooter right there. He shot it. He spotted up and shot the three ball. Way to be patient in transition.
He's trying to. Everybody got excited because Isaiah's a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
And he's still got a smile. He was trying to keep some smiling out there. They had to get some perspiration off the court. Here comes Vincent, down by 16. And Ronaldo Rigas will step in that passing lane and knock it out of bounds.
Yeah, Ronaldo, I mean, he's a very good defender. He's been showing it all night.
He has really good anticipation.
He does.
Vincent will get it in, the corner, bounce pass in the lane, and that foul is going to be on Swain. That's going to be an and one for Zamir McMillan. And his free throw is missed. Long rebound, Isaiah Hall. He'll hand it off to Robertson. He'll pass midcourt, get it in the corner to Hall. Now back to Robertson, left wing. He'll dribble, give it to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis to Hall. Hall back to Gaddis. Gaddis in the lane. Three-point shot. Roberson fight for the rebound, and Swain's going to pick it up. But I give a lot of credit. Hall caused us to get that rebound back. Now Roberson with a double screen up top. Now that was a sweet move. Roberson hung in the air that time and put it off the backboard.
They want to talk about a smooth move. That move right there is the definition of smooth. He crossed him up and got down here, but as you said, he floated in the air right there. Once he got in there, he just rolled off his fingers literally into the glass. Homer has been doing a good job of executing their plays here in the fourth quarter.
And what better than making a nice layup like that and getting the foul is to complete it with a three-pointer play. Vincent down court. That's McMillan with an easy layup. 53-38, 4:14 to go in the basketball game. Gaddis, right wing. Down in the corner, Riggins back to Gaddis. Gaddis looking for a screen by Robertson. Now Robertson will give it back to him. Robertson. Oh, now he is really feeling it. That was a sidestep three-pointer.
Yes. I like how they were being patient with the screens, too.
Six three-pointers and a pick in the backcourt. Swain, now Gaddis for three. Oh, in and out. Rebounds. Swain, passively picked off. And a missed layup on the other end by Vincent. Comer tried to slow it up a little bit. Work it up top. That's Swain. To Riggins, right wing. Gaddis with the basketball. Go in the lane. Miss it. Wow, he is just getting rode on.
He refused to be denied. But that's what you want to see in a player like that, though. I mean, very relentless. He's going to do whatever it takes for the team. And he's going to make great plays.
And he'll be rewarded. He'll go to the free throw line. I've got him unofficially for 17 points.
Wow.
I may have missed 118 now. Because I haven't been doing a very good job of keeping up my sheet over here. It's been hit or miss. Too much action on the court tonight.
Yes.
We said it's... Both teams with really good athletes. But Comer's athletes playing a little bit better basketball tonight. And Cam Gaddis getting that sweet touch now as he hits both those free throws. That's Posey. They'll get it to Dobson. Down inside to Chapman. Chapman fighting. He'll go up. It's going to be Isaiah Hall on a hold. the little man down in the lane banging with Chapman. Chapman's first will go off the front of the rim. 2:43 to go in the fourth. 58-38. 20-point lead for the Comer Tigers. Second shot by Chapman is missed. Swain comes away with the rebound. Long pass down court. Gaddis with a wide open three, and he'll miss it. And a pick by Isaiah Hall. He'll get it back to Gaddis. To Robertson. Now Swain. He's not afraid to shoot it. He'll miss it. And Hall will tap it out. And the Tigers will reset it on offense. You got to like the pure hustle of the Tigers tonight. Now they're running this weave. He's going to hit a three from the corner.
Way to be patient and know when your shot is there. He did exactly that. And he took it and got the three-pointer.
Simmons getting ready to check in for the Tigers. It's Vincent with the basketball. And we're going to get a foul on Cam Gaddis. That was just time as he will come out of the game. Looks like Israel. Israel Duncan was trying to get in the game. A block by Swain. Wow, and a save as he comes sending, saves the ball. And down court, Robertson got a little too far under the goal and missed the layup. Boy, Ronaldo Riggins came flying out of nowhere. Pass goes out of bounds. There was a song back in the 80s by a group. It was called Information Society. You, uh-huh. you may be too young to know, but they had a song. It was called Pure Energy. And that's what these Comer Tigers have, man. It's nothing but pure energy tonight.
I may be too young to see it, but I'll go listen to it.
Hall with the basketball. He'll get it to Simmons. Now Ronaldo Riggins. Ronaldo with a little ball skill between the legs a couple times. And he'll get fouled and go to the free throw line. Looks like Robertson, the only starter on the court right now for the Tigers. Ronaldo hit the first free throw. Ronaldo Riggins, Christian Robertson, Quindarius Swain, Tajavius Simmons, and Isaiah Hall.
He got a lot.
Isaiah jumped a little too early, didn't he? That's one of those I believe I can fly moves up there. 1 minute to go in the game, 62-38. The Comer Tigers with the lead. Vincent, nice floater by Posey. We'll see how much patience the Comer Tigers have. And Roberson will take it in. He'll make the shot, get fouled, and go to the free throw line for one.
Smooth layup right there.
It was. He's a really good-looking basketball player. Six. I have him for 27 points.
Woo.
A near pick by Riggins. And he gets it. He'll bring it up. Oh, he almost carried that ball. Simmons in the corner for three, and that's the one you You hate when it hits the side of the backboard.
Simmons got really anxious right there, and he wanted to just get a three. He said, I only got 20 seconds, so I just want to shoot the ball. So he definitely did that. I'm a foul.
Ball will go behind the backboard, and it'll be Homer basketball. Riggins will throw it in with 10 seconds. Robertson's got the ball. Why not shoot a three? Why not just hit it and make a 31-point game?
31-point game. Wow, that's all you can say about that. Wow.
7 3-pointers. And the Comer Tigers will be victorious 66-40. Well, I tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll wrap it up here from Vincent. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network live on Kix 100.3.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. The Comer Tigers go on the road for game number one of the 2025 basketball campaign, and they come away with a big win. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns, 66-40. Man, you're going to have to stay on with us, man. You brought us some good luck, man.
Well, I appreciate it again, but, I mean, it was a good game for both teams. I mean, we already noticed Christian Robertson. This young man is electric, man. When he's on, he's on. And I appreciate you for having me on tonight and just trying to offer some insight, as much insight as I can to the game.
Well, you can see the wheels in motion. The machine is getting oiled. Cam Gaddis is feeling better. Man, you could have 2 30-point scores between these, and that's not forcing it either.
Yes,
it's not. That's not forcing it. Ball hogging or whatever you want to call it, just in this offense. And then what I saw tonight was the complementary players that played. You saw the hustle of Ronaldo Riggins. He hit a couple of shots. Quindarius Swain comes off the bench. Only a sophomore. Two big three-pointers, but the defense he played. I mean, building as a true team.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, this is the first game, and like you said, once all the pieces to this team connects and it all clicks, this is just the first game of the year. So I feel like they're going to do their homework on this team. I mean, you look at the lineup, you look at how hard they play. They definitely hustle. They're very explosive. But one thing, these guys have heart, man. They're very physical. So this is just the first game of the year. So I'm excited to see what they can do the rest of the year once everything, all the pieces and everything connects and clicks with this team.
Well, RJ, we're on the road. So we're going to pack it up.
Yes.
And we're going to get home.
Let's do that.
We got to get up and go to work tomorrow. And we got it better because these kids, like I say, I respect them so much because all these kids, not just who's on the court, who's in the stands tonight, they got to get up and go to school tomorrow.
Yep. And we, like you said, we got to get up and go to work tomorrow.
Well, thank you. Thank you again. I hope you can join me again on a broadcast. I think our next Comer basketball game will be December 1st.
Okay.
We'll be at home December 1st.
If I have the pleasure, I look forward to it.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you to the sponsors because we couldn't do this without you. You are the fuel behind this program. And I just want to say God bless each and every one of you. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
For Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, it's the Comer Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.